My little AI tests. I am a computer programmer, and my hours are extremely precious to me. But I have spent about a month testing AI. That is how big of a deal it is. Originally, I ignored it completely. My definition was that real artificial intelligence would understand its own code. Duh. And I still believe that. I do. However, I now understand that artificial intelligence is a family of machines. Perfect example is that just days ago, a popular AI dropped in intelligence by a lot and is now a dumb AI. Still very useful, but pretty dumb. I've noticed that a popular privacy search engine out of nowhere offers artificial intelligence now, and for free, probably the same or similar, and it also got tongue-tied with code. And the one I have been using most recently is actually smart. It thinks. There's a strong intellectual presence. It definitely does problem solving, not just autocomplete. I originally heard of it when another nerd said,
"It's ridiculous not to use it."
And wow, he was actually telling the truth. It is not good to be programming without the use of artificial intelligence. AI does all the grunt work so that you can actually do the programming and finish your program. And when I asked it a flimsy question about upgrading a complex part of my program as a test, it actually offered three options and asked which route to take. The first one it presented was the correct one. It was about application geometry and using world coordinates, as opposed to real mouse coordinates. The application world has pan and zoom, so it's much different than screen X and Y. It had that somewhat understood. When I tested translating my text, research, and poetry, the dumb AI could only speak intelligent English with lots of room, lots of space, which is good. The smart AI simply wrote in the style I asked for. It was a pleasure to read it all, and in fact, became my new hobby. Several times, I asked the smart AI to translate a poem I wrote, and then I did not read it until I was narrating it. The smart AI text was very pleasant to narrate. Not only did I have to look up some words, but also greatly enjoyed the result. Finally, please be aware that AI is changing weekly. Your impressions of AI are likely outdated now. And you are probably asking the wrong test questions, probably in the wrong way. Time has come for us all to take time from our busy lives and spend months studying top artificial intelligence. The one I have been using is free. I only paid for image-generating AI to learn how to use it all. It's not that great, though amazing at pixel art, and when it does become great, it will likely be very expensive. But time has come for us all to learn how to use artificial intelligence. Do not wait. Start figuring things out at a slow pace, testing all the AIs you hear about on the news. Do not fall behind. This is important. I will close this text by sharing the most magnificent nerdy thing the AI has generated for me. I asked it to create color transformation functions so that I could generate some pretty swatches or color themes for the computer. Let me read you the final function names that the final version included after some collaboration. And just to let you know, each time you give the function a different color, it will create a slightly different swatch. I believe these have been taken from scientific literature, 3D rendering engines, games, and maybe even in some incredibly weird way from nature herself. Look what bounty it brought me when I needed colors. Dark ocean depths, night lake reflection, fox fire, a kind of a glowing mushroom, moonless forest, deep cave ambient, terminator vision, predator thermal, night vision goggles, cyberpunk neon, ghostly spectral, nebula dust, Pluto atmosphere, black hole accretion, void cold, cosmic radiation, atmospheric scatter, sunset gradient, mist effect, chromatic aberration, iridescence, oil slick, soap bubble, prism dispersion, sunlight transform, moonlight transform, starlight, bioluminescence, butterfly wing, firefly wing, underwater caustics, deep sea glow, aurora borealis transform, lightning, woodland canopy filter, and a couple of things from a computer game, Zen Crystal, Gravity Gun, Combine, Head Crab Infestation, Lambda Core, Portal Energy, and finally Radioactive. I could never make color generators like these. And now, by just generating some seed colors, I can run them through these functions and create themes for any application I want. It is so interesting to see the final result, and the AI did generate a small application that showed some of these off. They looked quite accurate, but even if they aren't, I can feed some of these functions back to the AI and simply ask for a more accurate version. Lastly, I did see a very tiny flash of brilliance once, a glimpse of what the AI will become. We were talking about undo and redo engines, and I said something like, every action has an equal and opposite. And the AI, just out of its circuit, responded with something about Newtonian user interface design. Wherever that came from, for me, it was a flash of genius and a glimpse of what the AI will become, probably in months, not in decades. The world has not changed. It is new. The future isn't just here, but we are moving forward much faster now. We have accelerated. I suspect even the dumb AI can give a better education to all the world's students than any of the schools. Individualized instruction, like I have witnessed here, is precious. The AI answers all questions about all the subjects without any shame or ridicule. AI is a powerful teacher.